everyone, and welcome to our monthly on-air meeting, taking place of our monthly in-person meetings, curtailed due to COVID-19 for a year now. As we've done in the past, we'll take check-ins by quadrants, along with stations outside Franklin County and the stations missed earlier, and then go back to announcements from the leadership committee. At this time, we'll start taking check-ins in the northeast quadrant. Stations northeast quadrant of Franklin County, please call KD8IIB.
KA8RLC, Q8 Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal. November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John. Good evening, Kevin.
NAYMT.
Delta 8, Sierra Yankee.
Okay, and that holds. So far we got KA8RLC, Cal, NAPPC, John, NAYMTJ, and KD8SYP, Bob. And Bob, just to be advised, you broke up a lot, but I recognize your voice. Any additional check-ins, northeast?
November Alpha 8, Lima, NA8L, Terry, also checking in, KD8RTP.
Hilo Delta 8, Yankee Fox, Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Hotel, Echo, Marcy.
Northeast, we got NA8L Terry, or KD8RTP, checked in by Terry, KD8YFW Terry, and Marcy, give me your suffix again. I got W8BHY, is that correct? Again, Marcy, that was you coming back. I did not copy. I think it's Bravo Hotel Echo, though, come to think of it. Kind of remember. So, disregard. I think I've got it as W-A-B-A-T. Any additional check-ins, northeast quadrant?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
KD8OFT, Daniel got you in there. Anybody else? Last call, northeast quadrant. Okay, moving on down to the southeast quadrant. Station southeast quadrant of Franklin County, wishing to check in. Please call net control, KD8IIB. One more try for the southeast quadrant. Ah, methinks some people forgot it started at 7:30. So we'll go over to the southwest quadrant. Station southwest quadrant. Please call.
Bravo 8 Yankee Mike November.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Quebec Yankee KD8WQY Denny.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Whiskey Romeo. Bob.
YMN Monk, KD8WQY Denny, W8RWR Bob, and KD8KSI Holly. Additional stations southwest.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI at.
KD8HVX Jim.
And KD8HPX Jim got you both in there. Let's move up to the northwest quadrant.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee. Sharon, NHSEY.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey. Brian, KE8ANW.
NH-SEY, Sharon, and KE8ANW, Brian, got you both in there. Good evening. Additional stations, Northwest Quadrant.
Oscar, Alpha, KE8OUP, this is Parker.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank, K8OVP.
KE8OUP, Parker, got you in there, but just to advise, you did break up a little bit, but I recognized you. And K8OVP, Frank, got you in there also. Anybody else, Northwest? Once again, this is the Franklin County ARES. In-person meeting, but is actually on air, and that control is KD8IIB. Okay, how about some stations outside Franklin County?
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar, in November. Name here is Patrick, KD8ION.
ION, Patrick, got you in there. Good evening. Any additional stations outside Franklin County or stations inside Franklin County that were missed earlier? Please call net. KD8IIB.
K8LE, Andy in the Northeast Quadrant.
Andy, got you in there, and just to advise, you have, you're using a Yaesu and your internet tone or wires is turned on. I got your beep in the beginning. Press the zero on it. Any other stations outside or inside of Franklin County? Last call for any stations anywhere that have been missed earlier, wishing to check into the FCARES Wednesday night on-air meeting. Please call net, KD8IIB. Okay, I bet we'll get some later check-ins when it gets closer to 8 o'clock. Let's see, back to the leadership people. Bull folks announcements. John, N8PVC, you want to start it off?
Kevin, I would prefer to be down the list a little bit, if that's okay.
That's absolutely fine. KA8RLC, go ahead.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Internet. Well, again, in the events world, things are staying fairly quiet, so there's a few hopeful things. I'll remind everyone about, as I mentioned last week, about the online spotter classes coming up. The links to those to sign up can be found on our website. Did get word, we're getting more information on, that there'll be another WinLink drill with Red Cross on May 8th. And looking forward, not that we are necessarily involved in it, but just as a hopeful thing, Pelotonia has decided they are going to go with an actual ride this year. So that's just a thing that people are looking forward, and maybe by summer things will ease up some. I have nothing more at this time, Kevin, so I'll give it back to you, KA8RLC.
Okay, Cal, thanks. And while I'm thinking about it, I'll go ahead and make my usual announcements upcoming. Next week is AB8MW, Mike. March 3rd, KD8OFT, Daniel. March 10th, K6HRU, Bruce. March 17th will be our next on-air meeting. March 24th, Cal, K8RLC, and March 31st, N8YMT, Jay. Let's see, KD8RTP, John, any training announcements?
Kev, this is NA8L. I've got something from John. It just says that the interested contact, N8PVC, forwarded to me, has been contacted and started in the process.
Okay, thanks, Terry, for relaying for John there. Oh, let me see. How about Andy, K8LE? You have anything?
This is K8LE. No, unfortunately, I don't have anything. hopefully, one of these days, we'll be back in business. But for the time being, it's just wait for progress. This is K8LE.
Okay, thanks, Andy. Any UTI, Ed, database person, anything new on your end?
Sorry to disappoint you, but not really. N8UTI.
Oh, you always disappoint me. Let's see. Let me go grab a couple others. K8ANW, Brian, anything from you?
No, thank you. Thank you for doing the net. This is K8ANW.
Okay, well then, before we go back to John, since we've exhausted the list pretty quickly, anybody else out there like to make any announcements? How about KD8IO and Patrick, anything from you?
KD8IO, good evening, Kevin.
Got about 10% of that. I recognize your voice, but that was about it.
KD8ION, how's the signal now? SIM radio.
It's better now.
Okay, it looks like for some reason the RF power was way up, but I was just saying good evening to you and good evening to the net. And just trying to stay warm. So back to you, KD8ION.
Patrick, I wonder if you have any inside information on Arnold. Is it going to happen? When might it happen? Or anything like that?
Nope, no inside information here. The only thing I know is postponed to later this year, September maybe, I think. But no news. 88 ION.
Okay, thanks, Patrick. N8BVC. It's back to you now.
Well, I know you're trying to make it 8 o'clock here, and so I have a few things that I can discuss very briefly, though. So you're going to have to find some other film material somewhere else. One of the things that we need to encourage is those who are taking any of the FEMA courses, IS courses, we appreciate those that have done that and submitted their certificates and those kind of things. So continue that work. I want to comment. I kind of track the COVID numbers every day, and they're definitely taking a dip here. I think one day we were less. One day I think we were less than 1,000 cases. Which is great, and so that's good. Cal already mentioned the Red Cross exercise. We did a repeater checkup on 06 and 275, and things look to be pretty well. We're very close to adding a controller to those machines that we have down there. And then just a question for everyone. We've had some very interesting weather here over the last several days. I was just curious if anybody's had any issues with the weather, either getting plowed into their house by a snowplow or any other issues like that. Okay, so that's good to hear. Obviously, I hold any of those forecasts for snow, and I love snow with reservation because as we found out this last time, the heavy snow moved up north, and we ended up with, at least at my place, a couple of inches of snow, mostly ice on top of snow. So that worked out well, at least for me. I think, Kevin, that is all I have to discuss right now. And, guys, you got 12 minutes to go. NAPBC.
Oh, that's okay. If we don't make it till 8 o'clock, then some people that forgot just won't get checked in this week. Maybe we'll monitor 8 o'clock to see if anybody's looking for the net. Only issue I had with the snow is the cold. 88 IIB.
Yeah, I had to, Kevin, I had to start a couple of cars that had dead batteries. In fact, one today, this afternoon. So, not my cars, but other people's cars. So, appreciate your running the net tonight as well. NAPBC.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I heard on the news, I think it was 747 days since we've had temperatures down below 10 degrees. So we made it last night.
Wow, that's great. I have a son who lives down in Houston, and he's had a couple problems down there with the cold temperatures. Totally unprepared down there for snow and the cold temperatures. His water froze. That was his first issue. He had power, and then the power went out yesterday. The power went out at 4 in the morning, came on today for an hour, and then it went back off. So they're charging batteries, cell phone batteries, out in the car outside. He did get his water going again. Insurance companies were telling people to leave water turned on. However, the water system in Houston is obviously pretty leaky, and so the city of Houston turned off whole neighborhoods because of people leaving water on to keep their pipes free. So that's the challenge that he's had down there. So I've not had any problems with power up here today, even though I did get my emergency generator out and make sure that it was ready to go. That's it. NATBC.
Yeah, it's all in is. It was some kind of record put down there, like first snowfall in 30 years or first time the temperature got below a certain amount in 30 years, something like that. I forget. Okay, at this time, any additional check-ins that may have been missed earlier?
K6HRU, Bruce. W8RV, Whiskey 8 Romeo Victor, Ken.
Kilo, Alpha Mike, Kevin.
K6HLU, Bruce. And Bruce, I don't know if you were listening when I reminded folks your Wednesday night net is March 10th. I also got W8RV, Ken, and KJ8AM, Kevin. You also broke up into the repeater, but I recognize the voice. And the additional check-ins, please call net KD8IIB.
As anyone, see, I was just going to make a comment on the whole power thing that he was talking about whenever he gets to it.
Hey, YMP, go right ahead.
I've been talking to a couple people down in South Arkansas, and they were hit with a negative 12 in the AM the night before, and they said they had lost power because some of their wind generators actually froze up down there. They had a pretty bulk grid over there that had shut down because of that. Sending warranty.
Yeah, I think I saw bits of that on the Weather Channel or something, too, about the wind generators freezing up. I've been watching it real close, too. Anybody else with any additional check-ins or comments for the NIP, please call. Okay, somebody came in but did not hold the repeater.
This is KD8OFT. I was just wondering where we should send those IS certificates to, if we have them.
Up north, and he filed them in the Ohio database. But John, do you have any updates on that? When you download certificate, where do we send them? Well, we could send them to John, and he could forward them up to the right place too, Daniel.
NATBC.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you can get them to me, I can get them to where they need to be. They need to go to two places, and I'll make sure that happens. NATBC.
This is KD8OFT for NATBC. Do you have an email address I can send those to?
Yes, sir. November 8, Papa Victor Charlie at ARRL.net.
Back to net.
Okay, thanks both of you. We're getting close to 8 o'clock. Any additional check-ins at this time? no business, comments, queries, anything else for the net? KD8 IIB.
K6HRU.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Good evening. I missed your comment after you acknowledged my check-in. Would you repeat, please?
Oh, I was just saying, I didn't know if you were already on net when I was reading through the upcoming nets, but I wanted to remind you that March 10th, you'd signed up to do a regular Wednesday night net.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, Al.
Okay, one last call for any additional business for our on-air / in-person Wednesday night Franklin County ARF net. Please call net control, KD8 IIB.
IIB, KWP, I heard that many of those windmills froze up, and apparently there's snow on the solar panels. Of course, they're trying to use all the natural gas for generators now, and half the people have the politically correct heat pumps, which are useless in this weather. Some of the water intakes for cooling on the power plants have frozen up, so it's a really big mess. They give something to encourage them to buy alternate energy, but they don't provide any backup generator or backup batteries, so this is what they get.
Yes, so true. And I know Texas, I forget what the group is called down there, but the Texas power folks are getting a lot of heat because they're the only state that's not regulated, the electric grid not being regulated federally. Also, a lot of people I've seen were taking in their charcoal grills and stuff like that into their houses and getting a lot of carbon monoxide poisoning cases in the hospitals. Any additional check-ins before we close out the net?
Well, Texas is the only state with its own power grid. There's three grids, east of Texas, west of Texas, and just plain old Texas.
Yeah, so true. Any additional business or additional check-ins at this time? 88 IIB. Well, it's close enough to 8 that I think if anybody forgot that it started at 7:30 and they were on here now, I would have got those check-ins. I am wondering where Lynn and Phil are, but anyway, with no further business or check-ins, I'll close this session of our net, replacing our in-air, in-person meeting, which is our on-air meeting. I'll close that and turn the repeater back over to normal operation. 88 IIB.